In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
Please be seated. I grew up in a household where politeness was both expected and exercised. Please and thank you were the operative words when asking for or receiving everything. I suspect that over the years, all of us learned those simple phrases and discovered that their value went a long way when dealing with other individuals, but especially as we realized that everything in life is a blessing or a gift from God that should not be taken for granted. All we have to do is open our eyes and look around to know that God is a mighty good God. Amen. Amen. I don't know about you, but I have so much to be grateful for waking me up this morning, family, good friends, for the season of fall and cool, crisp mornings, all of you, and so many other things. What are you grateful for? Your house, apartment, condo, family, Netflix, retirement, your job? What are you grateful for? Food, clothing, a good night's sleep, being cancer-free, having your diabetes under control? What is it? What are you grateful for? Anybody?
Life.
Grandkids. Family.
Health.
Health. Good health. Waking up this morning.
Church.
Amen, amen. The man living with leprosy certainly knew what he was grateful for. In this story found only in Luke's gospel, that man and the other nine lepers met Jesus on his way to Jerusalem. Now let me stop here and say that theologians are quick to point out that the term leprosy encompassed all sorts of skin conditions. Some people living with leprosy may have actually had what we know as Hansen's disease today, while others lived with things like psoriasis and eczema and other skin conditions. Still, in those days, to be considered a leper was not a good thing. Lepers were considered unclean and as outcasts. They were often isolated and shunned by their families, friends, worship communities, and society at large. They were to keep their distance, forced to band together for survival in the outskirts of the village. They relied heavily upon the mercy of others. And if all of this were not enough, this man had another strike against him, for he was a Samaritan. And Samaritans and Jews did not get along. Never the two shall meet. The enmity between Jews and Samaritans was centuries old. The two groups disagreed on a few things, like how to honor God and how to interpret scripture. They even clashed on where to worship God. Should it be in the temple or on the mountain? Yet, here they were, this band, and mercy is what the Samaritan man and the rest wanted and needed. They wanted and needed mercy. Maybe it was a crust of bread, a blanket, a cup of water, a rag to make new bandages. Maybe just a kind word. It was at a distance they caught sight of Jesus. Instead of shouting, "Unclean, unclean," as the law required, they cried out, "Jesus, Master, have mercy on us." And he did. "Go and show yourselves to the priests," Jesus said. You see, it was the priest's role, not that of a physician, who was to declare a person cured so that he or she could re-enter his or her community and family. "Go show yourselves to the priest." All 10 were healed by Jesus, yet only one of them, the Samaritan man living with leprosy, returned to offer his thanks, to offer his gratitude. For he knew what he was grateful for, and he knew whom to thank. Through Jesus, the man gave thanks to God who created him, who loved him, who healed him, who made him whole. "Get up and go your way. Your faith has made you well." Sisters and brothers, for Jesus, faith and gratitude are linked together. Gratitude is one of the most important markers of the life of faith. By showing his gratitude, the man showed Jesus his faith, his gratitude to God. Each and every day, we encounter the presence, the blessings, and saving power of God. We are recipients not only of God's amazing grace, but of God's love big enough to wrap around the world a billion times over. We, like the Samaritan, ought to remember and thank our good and gracious God for all God has done and will do in all our lives. We need to acknowledge the one who gives us life. The book of Deuteronomy says, "Remember the Lord your God." Not once in a while, not whenever the Spirit moves you, but every day. Every day, praise should be on our lips and in our hearts, which is why every week is a blessing. When you and I gather in this place to worship, to celebrate the Eucharist together. Did you know that the word Eucharist is from the Greek and means thanksgiving? The primary form of our worship together is an act of thanksgiving. We pray our thanksgiving mainly in the liturgy of the table, when we pray the great thanksgiving. We thank God for all that God has done from the beginning of creation until the end of time, for God's presence throughout history, and for being born in a lowly manger, becoming one of us in the person of Jesus, who showed us how to be fully human, for giving up his life and being raised to life, forever breaking the bonds of sin and death. All that we are, all that we hope to be, is gift from God.
Amen.
The Samaritan leper knew that, and so he returned to offer his gratitude to God. What are you grateful for? We are in the midst of our formal stewardship campaign, and a part of the campaign's purpose comes with the challenges of figuring out how we here at All Saints and Ascension might give back to God using our talents, our gifts, and our money. This is where we encounter God in the Eucharist and in this body and in the community. There is work to do, sisters and brothers. And with this work, we are to exclude no one. We are to be the hands and feet of Christ to every individual we meet. And you know what else? We need one another.
Amen.
This is how we express our gratitude. And a part of it is simply being grateful. There is a song called "For Every Mountain" by composer Kirk Carr. I'm sure some of you have heard it before. It is a truly powerful song, and in part, the lyrics say, "I've got so much to thank God for. So many wonderful blessings and so many open doors. A brand new mercy along with each new day. That's why I praise you. And for this, I give you praise. For waking me up this morning, that's why I praise you. For starting me on my way, that's why I praise you. For letting me see the sunshine, that's why I praise you. Of a brand new day, a brand new mercy, along with each new day, that's why I praise you. And for this, I give you praise. You're Jehovah Jireh. That's why I praise you. You've been my provider. That's why I praise you. You see, so many times you've met my needs. So many times you've rescued me. That's why I praise you. I want to thank you for the blessing you give to me each day. That's why I praise you. For this I give you praise. For every mountain you've brought me over. For every trial you've seen me through. For every blessing. Hallelujah. For this I give you praise." Does any of this resonate with you?
Amen.
Amen.
Everything we have everything we are is gift. Someone once said, I give because I am thankful, and I am thankful because I give. Let me say that again. I give because I'm thankful, and I'm thankful because I give. Just as Jesus says we can do much with mustard seed faith, our God has given each of us enough and enough to share. Oh, the Samaritan leper recognized his gift, so he came back to offer his gratitude to God. What are you thankful for? Let us each join the Samaritan, healed of his leprosy, by returning to Jesus, praising God and saying, thank you, Lord. Thank you for all you've done for us. Amen.
Amen.